This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yep, just as I suspected, Del, the NFC East is playing the NFC West, and they're playing the AFC North, which it doesn't get any more difficult schedule-wise. And no wonder they are saying that there's a good chance there, or the most likely outcome is a four win, because a four. Now you got six games in division. Somebody is bound to win four, right? Am I right? Somebody's bound to win four.
I mean, they have to play each other,
right? Will they all go 3-3 in the division?
I don't know if the Giants are winning three games, or the Washington football team is winning three games in the division.
I don't know. They were close to beating the Giants this week.
And the Cowboys are bad. I think one team's going to go 1-5, right? Somebody has to be the worst of the worst. I don't think they're splitting the six games between each other. I mean, I don't see it happening. Somebody's going to be awful, like truly awful in the division. And then another team will probably go 4-2 just because. What are the Cowboys right now? Have the Cowboys played any NFC East teams? The Giants,
Cowboys,
right?
Have played the Giants.
And they're 1-0. Is that their 1-0. Only one? Somebody's
they barely won that game.
Somebody's going to get to 4-2, right? Right?
I guess. And they've already beaten Atlanta in a miracle comeback.
Yeah, well, we know the Cowboys stink. They all stink. Looking at the divisional records for each of these teams, the Cowboys are 1-0. Philadelphia's 0-1, and then the Eagles and Giants are 1-1. They split because, remember, Washington, first week of the year, were down like 17-0, came back and beat the Eagles.
Right.
A four-win division winner. That's impossible.
No, there's no chance.
That's impossible.
No, because they've already – well, it would have to be that the Cowboys lose. They win two more games in the division and lose the rest of the games.
Yeah, looking at the Cowboys' schedule the rest of the way, at the Washington football team with Andy Dalton, could be a loss. At the Eagles, the issue is they could all be losses for the Cowboys.
Yeah. But Pittsburgh.
Yeah, loss even
at Minnesota.
Minnesota's terrible too, but,
no,
the Cowboys
but not
are bad.
As bad as the Cowboys.
Minnesota stinks. The only reason we have any positive thinking of Minnesota is because they pushed Tennessee and then they beat the Texans. Minnesota's not good either, but they're probably better than the Cowboys at home. The issue is they've only played one NFC East team so far, so they have five other opportunities to get two wins.
I don't think the Cowboys beat Cincinnati at Cincinnati.
Andy Dalton's revenge game?
Yeah. Yeah. Will Andy Dalton still be? How about this? Did you see what about the Cowboys trading for Sam Darnold?
Which I suggested they trade for Matt Ryan. That would be a more an Atlanta thing. So Atlanta could get the number one overall pick and guarantee themselves Trevor Lawrence for Sam Darnold. So if you're the Cowboys, you might believe Mike McCarthy can help Sam Darnold. If you're Sam Darnold, I'd be like, could you not trade me to the Cowboys? Could you not?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
That offensive line stinks right now.
Well,
I'm not looking to get beat up again.
Well, now you've got your Dak Prescott thing solved, right? But you're going to have to give up your high pick this year.
Yeah. And is there
the Jets would not only have the number one overall pick, they'd have the Cowboys' number three overall pick.
Well, I don't know. The Cowboys, even at 2-4, are still not in the top 7 or 8 right now. But I see your point. And is Sam Darnold going to make a decision easy about what to do going forward? Are you going to feel good about trading your first-round pick from Sam Darnold after this year's over?
Do you not still feel good about Sam Darnold?
I mean, the only thing I feel good about is that players who have talent, once they get away from Adam Gase, perform. The Dolphins are showing you Gesicki and Devontae Parker and others, once they're all of a sudden those players who couldn't play under him are now playing. So I feel good for Sam Darnold in that way. A fresh start away from Adam Gase. Maybe it's just a reset for him. But I don't know if Mike McCarthy's the guy for him.
No.
The one that all the players think doesn't prepare and the coaches aren't ready.
That's true.
Well, I don't think that's great for Sam Darnold either.
Well, maybe, yeah, if I'm Sam, I'm like, you guys can wait until after the season.
Yeah, make a
decision.
Wait until
you fire him.
Yeah, make a decision there. Maybe you hire a coach that will actually help me perform in New York.
Well, how uncomfortable is it in that Cowboys locker room today when unnamed players are saying that they're unprepared, they don't coach, they don't know what they're doing?
Well, Mark,
how uncomfortable is it?
I don't think anyone feels good. And Mike McCarthy said it's important to handle things as men, so he didn't appreciate the way things played out either. But this is just par for the course. There's always an issue with the Cowboys, it feels like. They haven't been solid since the year Aaron Rodgers broke their heart when he threw that pass to Jared Cook to set up a field goal attempt. I mean, I didn't get the hire in the first place. I know you're thinking anything's an improvement over Jason Garrett, but Mike McCarthy apparently quit while on the job in Green Bay, and that's become a thing here. And you know, they talked to him about, allegedly he used analytics as a way to get hired. Like, the Cowboys were like, man, this guy's a real forward thinker, he's changed, he's into analytics. And afterwards, once he got hired, he goes, well, that's kind of what you have to say to get hired now. So yeah. So who knows where he actually stands. It's bad. There's a lot of guys getting paid a lot of money there. Some of them aren't available to play because they're hurt. Others are on the field. And you have a quarterback who you decided not to pay, who had an awful injury, and now his future's in question. It can't be comfortable. Zeke can't hold on to the football. It's just special.
Well, yeah. I mean, losing Dak. I mean, the defense is just – the defense can't complain about anything.
No, they're
terrible.
Zeke
can't complain about anything. The offensive line can't complain about anything. I mean, those guys putting this on the coaching staff is probably a load of crap. Play
yeah.
better.
Well,
how much coaching do you need when you're an NFL player? I mean, honestly,
I think we, if you feel like you're being out coached as the game goes along, you can say, okay, we're not making adjustments. They're just telling us to keep doing what we're doing and nothing's working. I can see some frustration there, but you can look at man for man. The Cowboys, their best players aren't playing well. And the other issue is once they lost Byron Jones in the secondary, they did nothing to address it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look at the Texans. They're the same thing. You lose Kareem. You lose Tyrann Mathieu. You lose J.J. You lose Clowney, you lose Reader. And what did you replace it with? I mean, Roby's is okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, yeah, we're talking about Eric Murray. He's been a disaster. He's always how many touchdown passes. Well, why the hell is Eric Murray on Juju Smith-Schuster, who, by the way, isn't very good right now? And yet he was awesome against the Texans because you had Eric Murray on him. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, you're an inexperienced defensive coordinator.
Well, apparently. That's a sharp guy, Anthony Weaver. You don't talk about Anthony
Weaver. I'm just pointing out that there's a lot of – for a team who had – I don't know what they thought they were going to be, but for a team who, I mean, had an established coach – had a quarterback who people thought highly of, who was coming off a divisional playoff appearance despite how poorly that went. They entered this year with a lot of inexperience at two very important positions on their coaching staff. A first-time play caller and a first-time defensive coordinator. We should have seen some of these failures coming.
Yeah.
Because it ended poorly against Kansas City. But to expect two guys who we don't really know a lot about to have them have this defense that's not that talented, and then there's some holes on the offense as well, going and playing well. I mean, some of the stuff should have been foreseen. They're holes all over this team. I don't know how we got back to them from the Cowboys, but they're kind of similar in some regards. Except the Cowboys haven't fired their coach yet.
I think Bill O'Brien thought, oh, this is about culture. I don't need good football players. No, you need good football
players.
How
about I didn't maybe he thought he didn't need great coordinators either.
Yeah.
Why is a coach who's, you know, won division titles, been around a long time, banking on two new coordinators? Inexperienced, not just new, guys who have never done it before.
That's true. Yep. Well, Tim Kelly didn't do too bad ever since Bill O'Brien's left.
Well, that's true. Bill O'Brien could have Tim Kelly along because he wasn't really going to hand it over completely to Tim Kelly. But, you know, he doesn't have a hand in the defense. And he just, hey, I'm going to control the offense, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to hand over the defense to an inexperienced guy because I like him. He's been on staff, he's a smart guy. Clearly a poor decision. Not all Anthony Weaver's fault because the moves made by Bill O'Brien has limited what Anthony Weaver can do. But, I mean, whatever. Bill O'Brien's not even here anymore for this discussion, but it's just a team built wrong in spots.
I agree with Lance. Whoever comes in here, there are just some basic moves that you can make. Get rid of some guys that are underplaying their contracts. It won't take that long. The problem is not having draft picks. That's the problem. Not having guys that are going to be, you know, good young players, hungry players that are certainly outplaying their deals. If in fact you do draft well, because there's been plenty of instances of that not happening too. But I don't think this is going to be that difficult. When you got the quarterback, when you got number four, it's not that hard a job. And you know what? You're gonna untie some money, and they should be able to find some players. You just got to be able to pick them out. That's all, Bill O'Brien wasn't able to do. 10:15, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Come on.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts about anything we've been talking about? You're more than welcome. Del, look at your boy Greg Marshall's in some trouble.
Why is he my boy?
Because he's your guy.
No, he's not. Why? What connection do I have to the Wichita State head coach?
Oh, West Virginia? Or excuse me, Wichita State?
Yeah, what connection?
You love Wichita State.
The only connection I have to Wichita State is that Ted Lasso led them to a division title on that Apple TV show. I don't have any connection to them.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Ted Lasso. Is that any good?
It's funny. It's Ted is very saccharine. He's very always seeing the positive. Now I'm assuming there's a dark side because he's maybe going through a divorce or something. I'm not sure about that yet. It's entertaining. The actors are good, and you know, one of the owner of the team is the I forgot, I don't know, the nun from Game of Thrones, the one who was locking up Cersei and beating her up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Before Cersei got her revenge, she's in the show. She plays the owner of the team.
Shame.
She plays the owner. She was cheated on by her husband, so she's trying. She hired Ted to try to ruin the team because the team is her husband's pride and joy, so she wants to ruin it. But she's getting won over by Ted through a couple episodes, so we'll see.
All right, Ted Lasso. What is that on? Netflix?
Apple TV.
Apple? Oh, yes. Sweet. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently Greg Marshall, Wichita State, he's been accused by his players that he has made he's inappropriate and he's actually abusive to his players. Well, before he was at Wichita State, he was at Winthrop. And the descriptions of Marshall's behavior at Winthrop mirror the behavior described by his players at Wichita State. Multiple former Winthrop players say Marshall made racist and sexist comments toward players, and then he mocked a player who took prescription medication for his mental health. Now, I got a question. What if the kid's a little nutty?
Now, see, you couldn't be a coach in major college basketball today.
Because
you just get reported on.
Well, if he's a little goofy, you know what I'm saying? Is it okay to, you know, go like that?
No. No, it's not, actually. It's not okay.
Well, the president could do it.
Well, he's a president. He's allowed to do things like
that.
Well,
if the president can do it, why can't Greg Marshall?
Look at my African-American over here.
You see?
But Greg Marshall said, I'll send you back to Africa. So he apparently this player, the player he talked to, wasn't an African American.
Was the guy from Africa?
I don't know the player in question, but he in the report, players alleged Marshall regularly called them derogatory terms for a woman's vagina. We can all guess what those words are.
Uh-huh.
Threatened a black player, he sent him back to Africa, and asked another who was on mental health medication if he was stupid or just the R word. Yeah. That's aggressive, well, Greg Marshall.
What did the guy do?
I don't know, John. That's not described. So you think it could be that?
Was there a bad turnover?
You could rationalize some of these things if he committed an awful turnover. Like if he pulled a James Harden.
What was the situation of the game?
Like in the game against OKC in the playoffs where James is, the Rockets get a stop. I think it was the first game OKC won in the series. The Rockets get a stop. James is in the backcourt. He throws the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
And if Greg, and then OKC goes and scores, and during a timeout, if Mike D'Antoni goes, "What are you, the R word?" You think that could have been appropriate considering the turnover?
I don't want to judge from this. I'm not going to be.
I gave you an example. What if the player that Greg Marshall asked that question to committed the same type of turnover that James Harden did? Would that be an appropriate question to ask him?
I don't want to judge.
You just asked me what he did, so I gave you an example.
Well, I know, but I'm not going to judge Mike D'Antoni or Greg Marshall in this instance, okay?
Whatever.
I'm not judgmental like you are.
You asked me, not that I would know, what the player did as if something could be rationalized. Because
right.
If the player did something really dumb, then maybe he should have been asked a question. That's why I gave an example. Winthrop player, Sam Bailey, says, "I was hoping he had changed his ways. I saw at one point where UCLA was going to hire him. He's been in a national spotlight, so I thought he's probably changed, but apparently he hasn't." So I guess Winthrop players, after hearing about the Wichita State stuff, was like, "Wait a minute, he did that to us too."
Yeah, but look at his record.
He wins a lot of games.
He's 525 and 204.
I know. Okay. He wins a lot of games.
That's right. So you know what they're going to find at Wichita State?
No evidence of wrongdoing?
Coach, listen, you're probably going to need to take a little, you know,
couple
ease
classes.
Up just a hair, coach, fine.
Take a couple classes, coach.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have written a statement, talking about how he's looked within himself and has said, you know what, I've made some mistakes, but I'm on the path to recovery.
Here's what he said. "I acknowledge that my coaching style isn't for everyone. I'm passionate and energetic, and countless players have thrived my programs and excelled in our team culture. I am not demeaning or abusive." You could argue that. "I have always pledged my full-hearted commitment to my team." That he has.
See,
okay.
The opening statement is, "I'm sorry you're offended." That's what he said, right?
I acknowledge that my coaching style isn't for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I apologize for you being offended.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he
never
did.
Apologized to anybody.
I know he didn't apologize, but that's kind of that line of saying, look, I apologize that you're upset by what I said.
No, what he said was, listen, if you're soft, don't come here.
I know.
Right?
I acknowledge that my coaching style isn't for everyone. Not
so,
that I did anything wrong.
In other words, you're SAWFT, get the F out.
Well, look, he's been really good, but lately lost in the first round, made the NIT semifinal, and then this past year, who knows, because there was no tournament. So he's on a bit of a downturn, John. So maybe there's some wiggle room for Wichita State. Look, coach, the last 3 years haven't been so great. So bye. We'll see.
But, no.
The last 3 years haven't been great.
They're not getting rid of him. Don't.
He's
no
got
way.
A 22-15 on his resume and a loss in the first round of the tournament.
Well, were they favored? Were they dogs?
I don't know. I don't remember their seeding.
Yeah, I mean, Wichita State is in a conference that he has done.
They're
got to the Final Four. I mean,
yeah, 7 years ago.
That's all right. When was the last time your team was in the Final Four?
I'm not the one making
and it's
hires.
In a major conference.
He was in the Missouri Valley Conference when he made the Final Four. He wasn't in a major conference. Now he
no,
is in the AAC.
No, your team is in a major conference.
So they're not a best. What does that mean? My coach isn't
Greg
sending,
Marshall. You wish you had Greg Marshall.
My coach isn't suggesting players go back to Africa or calling them the R word. So yeah, I think my coach has a little bit more leeway. So he doesn't have to make the Final Four.
Well, your coach ain't winning nothing either.
My coach has made two Sweet 16s, and this is a dumb argument with you because you don't root for anyone. So What back and forth are we going to have with you?
LSU, cleanest program
in
the country.
Yeah, what have they done in the tournament?
Cleanest program. Oh, you know, you never saw Ricky Blanton?
Who?
Ricky Blanton.
How long ago was that?
Ricky Blanton is running down the court to with his hands going and doing the wheel with his hands. Yeah. Ricky Blanton.
Who the hell is Ricky Blanton?
He was went to the Final Four in about 86, 87.
Little wage cheating ass.
Yeah? Oh, you're saying Dale Brown cheated?
No, I didn't say Dale Brown. Yeah, he did too, but I was talking about Will Wade.
No, Will Wade don't cheat.
I beg to differ.
He's driving up the price of pee.
And he shouldn't be. Hey, man, you're overcharging. Will Wade, Sweet 16, 2018-19, NIT second round the year before. He's had one good year, and then the postseason was canceled this year, clearly. So his cheating is really paying off for him, all that controversy for him.
Better than Miami.
Well, my team's been to two Sweet 16s the last 6-7 years, so better than LSU. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Miami.
When was the last time LSU won the conference title? Have they won a conference tournament?
They don't have to.
I mean, he finished in first place.
We ain't trying to win conference titles around here. We ain't putting up division banners like the Texans, okay?
If LSU won a conference tournament title, they'd put up a banner. In the year they made the Sweet 16, they won the regular season title. I don't know if they won the conference tournament. But, yeah, Greg Marshall, maybe don't call your players the R word. That'd be a first step. That's all. You can avoid some of this stuff if you don't use that terminology. It's pretty easy not to call someone that word.
It is. It is pretty easy. But,
He would have got away. He could have probably got away with calling them dumb, stupid.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been really great, but you probably wouldn't have caught the same heat.
Right.
I got to find out which player he was talking about who he tried to send back to Africa.
It was an African player.
He goes, Coach, I'm from Detroit.
Maybe he was trying to help him out, get him back home.
to see
his family.
I'm sure he said it in that type of tone.
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he said it in that tone.
Were you there?
I'm sure that kid's like, Coach, man.
You weren't there.
I grew up in Kansas City, Coach. I ain't going back to Africa.
I'm looking at a priest. There's a little girl. I guess she's making her first communion. She's just getting blessed. And the priest has got his hand over her head. And she gives him a high five. And the priest is laughing.
Well,
yeah. She's like, yeah, high five. All right.
How did the priest respond?
That's pretty good stuff. That's you know what that is? Catholic humor. Okay? You don't know nothing about that.
You're right. I'm not Catholic. I don't know the jokes you guys tell when you're eating the body of Christ.
No, that's a funny joke. Okay?
It's not a joke.
Giving the priest a high five.
That's not a joke. She goes, that's what she reacts to. I'm sure she's gotten a lot of high fives from people who are taller than her.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Catholic joke since I don't know any Catholic humor.
703-780-3776-1029 ESPN 97.5. You got one more segment to get in. Let's go.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The Saints apparently going to have fans. San Francisco, not so much. They decided not to have fans in San Francisco. The county said no. So there's that.
Well, weren't the Saints in discussions with LSU at some point about having their games there because they weren't going to get clearance to have fans?
Right, but apparently they did get clearance.
Yeah.
Cleared to welcome fans to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Yeah, Sean Payton said, I'd love to play. It'd be great to play in Tiger Stadium. Let's go. But they're not.
Then that must have gotten New Orleans people to wake up or maybe change their mind because apparently that was very serious, those discussions.
Yeah. How about the Washington football team might not name their team? They might go through next year as the Washington football team. I can't be that hard, can it? Is it really that hard?
Well, do they want to pay what they're going to have to pay to get those names from that guy who bought them up? Is that something they want to do? Because we know that's a thing. He took enough of the names that were alleged to be of interest that they're going to have to cut a check to that guy. And are they willing to, I don't know how long you can hold a name like that. Are they willing to wait that out? Or, I don't know. It's Daniel Snyder. I don't know what's in his head. He may just stick with the Washington football team.
He might. He just might because he doesn't want to, the Washington football team. How stupid. Gardner Minshew, who gets, well, obviously Fitz got benched first, right? Gardner Minshew looks like he could get benched, but not because there's a young guy that you got to play. It's just because Gardner Minshew. Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield, who gets benched first?
Ooh, who do the Browns have behind Baker?
They got Case, don't they?
Oh, yeah, Case Keenum. I would probably say Baker, because you can convince yourself that Case is good enough to get you to the playoffs.
Well, and you got four wins already. I mean, if he keeps playing like this, they might have to just bench him because they can't win any games, Kirk Cousins. But you've already got four wins, and Baker's looked good in some of those games. But, you know, when he looks bad, he just looks really bad. Did you see his wife coming after Cleveland fans?
It's not surprising, but no. What does she have to say?
She was just like, I'm standing behind my guy, and he's, you know, he's had four coaches in 3 years and the offensive coordinators, and he just is, you know, he's doing his best and blah, blah, blah. Wives need to stay out of it. They really do.
It doesn't, she's entitled to whatever she wants to say. It just doesn't help the cause. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help him. It becomes a question he's going to have to answer at some point. And then do you really feel good if you have a conversation with some random person that you're fighting against? No, you don't feel good afterwards. You feel better when you've muted them and it's over. It doesn't help anyone. He's not in an easy position, and he's grinding for the city. It takes time. Don't send me some stupid S.
Troy Aikman had to answer. He had a hot mic on. It wasn't nearly as bad as Thom Brenneman.
It wasn't even close.
No. Do you have the audio from that?
I'm pulling it up right now. It was Aikman and Buck at the Aikman and Joe Buck discussing a flyover at the Tampa Bay Green Bay game over the weekend.
Right.
And let me see, here it is.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
So they didn't know the mics were on.
No one heard it. No one could hear it during the game. Apparently, I don't know where they grabbed this from, but even because I'm looking at the feed of the video, and it isn't like the broadcast. It's not a normal broadcast shot. So I'm not sure who pulled it.
I think it was. They were heard mocking the pregame military flyover ahead of the Tampa Bay Green Bay game on Sunday.
I'm not suggesting that the audio wasn't heard. I'm just saying something you didn't hear during the Packers game. Joe Buck caught on a hot mic. So I think it was something along the lines of the audio got leaked. Because who remembers hearing it from the game itself? This got pulled later, right? It got pulled at 5. The audio, it was posted at 5:30. On Sunday, which it was after the game started. So who heard it live? I don't remember that coming up live.
I don't know. I wasn't listening live, so I don't know. But apparently they were heard during the game. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. Aikman went on Twitter and tried to clear things up. He said, I love a flyover, but it was odd to see one over a mostly empty stadium. But I am an unwavering patriot that loves this country, has always respected our flag, supported the men and women in the armed forces as well as those in uniform who serve and protect. And for anyone to suggest otherwise doesn't know me, my beliefs, or what I have stood for my entire life. I don't think it was that bad, but I don't think he's going to be invited to the White House anytime soon.
Well, maybe if Well, maybe he'll get invited in January if there's occupant.
Here's the funny thing about it, stuff like this is the president doesn't make that decision. I mean, as soon as Joe Biden is, he's going to clean up all that. No, the president doesn't make a decision about a flyover.
I think this is just a joke between two friends. I'm not sure he puts any real credence behind who changes these things. I'm sure they're just talking out of their ass during a time where they don't think anyone's listening. And he made a joke. I'm sure I assume that's what it is. I don't know.
I think he believes that we're not going to have more wasteful spending now.
I don't. Because the flyovers have been a thing before Trump was president. They'll be a thing after.
No, it's Trump's fault. No. You don't understand.
What?
You don't understand the whole flyover thing, the national anthem, the every death in this country. It's all Trump's fault. You don't get it.
Well, I don't know if Aikman said that. I just think
he did.
He's talking out of his butt with his boy about something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not putting it on the platform of he's blaming Trump for everything. I just think he's talking in a non-serious situation, at least where he thought was non-serious, and then
now, isn't it?
No, nothing's going to happen to him.
Yeah. No. He probably, I mean, you could face execution for that.
By who?
I don't know. I don't know what country you're living in, okay?
Yes, you do, because when you're not at home, you see me.
Does Greg Marshall know what country you're living in?
No, I was actually going through the roster to see who he might have been talking about. The last African player was back in 2016. I'm not sure the timeline. But he would have this would have been about 5-6 years ago who you would have been talking to this guy. It could be, or he just said it to a black player. I don't know. We don't know. But Greg Marshall in some hot water, and Troy Aikman in less hot water than Greg Marshall.
No, that's a fireable offense. I'm surprised he still has his job.
Yeah, I'm not.
Tillman Fertitta says he's not blowing it up. He says he thinks that they're a top four team in the league, and he thinks that you got a shot at an NBA championship. With some luck, you got a shot at an NBA championship. He says, anytime you have players like Eric, PJ, James, and Russell, there's no reason to blow up your roster.
Does luck mean to him that stars from all the other teams get hurt? Is that the luck he's talking about?
No, a lucky bounce.
PJ Tucker, man, it's more than a bounce. You got beaten five. What are you talking about, luck? Listing PJ Tucker and Eric Gordon as guys, as that are stalwarts on a championship roster when your stars are so flawed is nonsense. Knock it off. You saw Eric Gordon. What play by Eric Gordon in these playoffs leads him to believe that he is a prime piece on a championship roster?
Well, maybe some luck in finding like a Jokic or something like that.
You mean an all-star?
Yeah.
Luckily,
I don't know. He could be in some a Y league or something. I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. I think it's pretty difficult to find a guy like Jokic, one of the more unique talents in all of basketball. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be more than luck.
It could be lucky. Oh, they didn't get lucky finding him? Yeah.
No. They drafted him and developed him. What are we talking about?
Well, you don't know. You don't know that you can't get lucky and find somebody.
There was some luck.
A Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray was like a top 10 pick. Kawhi Leonard was lucky that fell to them, and they didn't take him. So that was some luck they avoided.
Don't they have some second-round picks that maybe they can get lucky and find a Manu Ginobili?
Sure. I mean, if you trust – what's his name? Raphael – what's his name?
It's Raphael Stone.
If you trust Raphael Stone to be a developer and an identifier of talent, then sure. Do you trust him, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then maybe he will find you another gym. Maybe he'll find you a Chandler Parsons. Or a Luis Scola.
Yeah, that's what you could find.
I don't know what Tillman's talking about. Maybe
with a little luck, Dell.
Luck? No, it's not luck.
Well, you don't know nothing about luck. Okay,
you're right because I work with you, so I can't be that lucky.
You're not that lucky.
No,
sorry,
but it's gonna take more than luck, particularly when you don't even have a coach yet. So hopefully you're not banking on luck to hire the right coach.
He says he's going to come on the show after he hires a coach And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about, you know, and about the philosophy going forward.
And I'll call it a luck. Man, you made a lucky hire there.
Well, you could argue that him saying that they've got the fourth best team in the league is
delusional.
It's arguable.
No, it's not.
It's questionable.
It's delusional.
It's not doubtful. It's questionable.
I've already given you the word. Doubtful implies there's some question of whether it's true or not. It's
questionable,
delusional.
I like the thing.
It
I
ain't
like
even that. Close.
No, they could be. You don't know.
No, I know. I saw them. They're not the fourth best team in basketball. They're not. Well, they're not a top four squad.
They've got the heart.
The heart.
They've got the heart and the drive.
Who?
So.
What evidence do you have of that? Did they in that game five?
I saw James already working out for next year. He's playing high school kids.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's up in his game
he
against
can
those
beat
kids.
Their ass.
I just would like to say,
you think that James would win the high school state championship?
I already told
yes.
you. It depends on the matchup that he's facing. If they send that hard double team, he might have some problems. I mean, if you look at the game five against the Lakers, I mean, that seemed like a team with a lot of drive and a lot of heart. You know, that looked like a team full of it. Tell me, better start selling some steaks.
Here's the deal. We're gonna have news. This isn't weird enough. We're gonna have news of the weird coming your way next. Scott McGrath. That's not what you know. What's weird is having bugs in your house or your business. And I've seen Scott McGrath do unbelievable things. I had a buddy who had a bar who had a roach problem that he just couldn't get rid of, and he had multiple pest control people in there, and nobody could do anything. Scott McGrath came in and said, watch this. And he doesn't have that problem anymore, and he hasn't had that problem since. You got to gear up against fleas, termites, mosquitoes. By the way, if you're buying a home or selling a home and you need a termite inspection, this is the guy that you call. They've got the mosquito murdering system where you can actually sit in the backyard and enjoy your backyard. They kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bedbugs. They can install exclusions to keep rodents out too. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. Or McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for news of the weird coming your way here on ESPN 97.5. A garbage truck going from Canada to the U.S., was not full of garbage, Del. What do you think it was full of?
Weed?
1,000 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you put your weed in when you're trying to... Was it going from Canada to the U.S.? Is that what you said?
Canada to the U.S.
Huh.
It's
a lot of weed.
That is a lot of weed. No, you can get weed legally here now and in Canada.
Yeah, I'm not sure... We had this talk, I think, yesterday about legalizing drugs so you remove some of the danger from it. I mean, look, for the dealers, you're still going to try to make your money. So I get why they're doing it. They're trying to transport it. But for the normal person, I just go to the dispensary, man. I ain't going to meet you on the street.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So good news, Del, when you're watching your presidential debate, apparently... The commission has adopted a mute button to limit interruptions.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch. But for
what are you talking about?
For the people who love this stuff, I guess it's great for you, so you can't complain anymore about the guys interrupting each other. But I'm not going to watch. I don't care. That stuff's not going to change my opinion. Probably won't change anyone's opinion. That undecided voter stuff is bullcrap.
So apparently, Paris. I don't know. I don't know. Paris Criminal Court says that swastikas are not anti-Semitic.
Initially, they weren't, I believe, but they've been taken over, clearly, by...
After more than 20 red swastikas were spray-painted along Rue de Rivoli in the center of Paris, the criminal court surprisingly didn't retain the anti-Semitic character of the act. He's just going to be charged with refusal of signaling, degradation of classified property, but the anti-Semitic character of the alleged act was denied and not retained. Yeah. I kind of think that a swastika is, it might be.
At this point in our history, I mean in our daily lives, excuse me, present day, it is a, anytime you see it, you have one thought. I don't know why they've decided to point back to a time when it wasn't, I guess. But we all know what that symbol means now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know. That's pretty common sense, isn't it?
Yeah, but the world isn't full of common sense people like you, John.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not. A Utah senator, Don Ipson, says, I don't have a lot of sympathy for these people. If you don't want to get bitten by a police dog, then you should stay home. Do you think that you should stay home so you don't get bit by a police dog?
If you told me there were the roving brand hounds around and all they did was bite people and they're police dogs, I would probably stay home to avoid it. But I don't know that that's inherent to police dogs, that they're just going to bite you for no reason. If they're not being given an order to bite you. So I'm going to say maybe we talk about the situation as opposed to just having everyone stay home.
Well, listen, if you don't want to get bit by a police dog, stay home. That's what I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that if I thought that this was a common thing and they'll just bite you for no reason. Sure, I will stay home. I mean, I don't have to leave the house. You're staying home and you probably feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm staying home. Do you think I want to get bit by a police dog?
You got four TVs in front of you. You're good.
Yeah. Do you think I want? No, that's not it. Thank you. No. Apparently, according to a study, the AP finds that most arrested in protests are not leftist radicals. Does this surprise you?
Is that fake news, John? Do you think it's fake news?
Well, you would think that a lot of the rabble-rousing would be from leftist radicals, but that's simply not the case.
So who was getting arrested then?
Apparently, federal prosecutors had to defend. Apparently, there are some righties in there, too.
Are they the dominant people getting arrested, or is it a more 50-50 split?
Far-right protesters also have been arrested and charged. Some defendants have driven to protest from out of state. Some have criminal records and were illegally carrying weapons.
See, I can't believe that, because every time I hear from certain sources, it's all about how in Democratic cities or run by Democratic politicians, protests are out of control because of the leftist agenda. And then you're going to tell me that there are actually people on the other side getting arrested for protesting too and committing crimes during those protests? I don't know if I can believe it, John. Who would have thought that this could occur?
Who would have thought?
Who would have imagined that people from both sides of the equation could do things that aren't lawful?
Who do you think Fitty's voting for?
I'm not buying that stupid Photoshop of him wearing a Trump hat that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out.
Ooh, I don't know if it was a Photoshop. Here's what he tweeted. What the F? Vote for Trump. I'm out. F New York, the Knicks never win anyway. I don't care. Trump doesn't like black people. 62% are you out of you effing mind. He says that a 62% tax by the Democrats is very, very bad. It's a very bad idea. He says, I'm 50 cent. I don't want to be 20 cent.
I don't know.
Do you think 50 will have to change his name to 20 cent?
No, he'll be fine. I don't know who 50 Cent will vote for. I just know he's a known troll on the internet. That is what he does. But I don't know. But I don't go to 50 Cent for political advice because for the most part, I don't care what celebrities and who they vote for. I don't care about it. It doesn't matter to me. They don't speak to me. But yeah, I mentioned that story because there was a photo of Ice Cube and 50 Cent. I think they're sitting together and there was a Photoshop of them in Trump hats. So that is a real fake thing that's out there. But I did not see the whole I don't want to be 20 cent thing.
Yeah. Fitty doesn't want to be 20.
Okay.
I mean, can't blame him. Can't be 20.
Well, he does live in a bracket where he does live in a tax bracket where he'll be affected more than the non-rich person.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors approved legislation Tuesday banning false racially biased calls to 911. It's dubbed the Caution Against Racial and Exploitative Non-Emergencies, the Karen Act.
Yeah, I think it partly stems from the woman who called the police on the birdwatcher.
Right.
Or threatened to call the police on the birdwatcher. So it's now the Karen Act. Congratulations, Karens.
Congratulations, Karen. You got your own act.
You got an act named after you.
In San Francisco.
I don't know how popular the name Karen is. I don't meet a lot of 30-somethings or younger named Karen anymore. But this ain't helping.
Well, this is Karen with a C. I don't know how many of those there are.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those actually exist, period.
Communities of color have the right to go about daily activities without being threatened by someone calling 911 on them due to someone's racism. It's a different country then. Yeah. That would be a different country we live in.
If people stop calling 911 on people just because they look a certain way.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck with that, everybody.
Yeah.
Good luck with that stop.
Okay. There's a law against it now. So.
Oh, the law.
Oh, sorry, Dell.
Do laws keep people from doing illegal things?
Yes. No one breaks the law anymore.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that.
That's it. We'll be breaking the law if we talk anymore because the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.